Day 21, December 20th. Today's reflection is based on Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 36, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Lucinda Isaacs, class of 2025. What is it like to be Gabriel? Can you imagine being sent by God to tell someone, in this case Mary, that their life will be completely disrupted? Nothing will ever be the same. Maybe it's the years of ministry speaking, but I feel sorry for Gabriel. It must have felt like such a big assignment. Ministry has taught me how much love it requires to tell someone exactly what they need to hear. What tone of voice does Gabriel use? We often think that telling the truth is fiery and empowering. We often hear the emboldening voices of the prophets, but Gabriel reminds us that telling the truth often requires tenderness. Tenderness is needed to tell someone that their world is smaller than God intends, just as it requires tenderness to say with a straight face that nothing will be impossible with God. I wonder how Gabriel processed after his visitation to Mary. What type of self-care did he do? What practices were involved beforehand in order for him to speak with such tenderness and care? I ask not out of theoretical curiosity, rather I ask because I have so much to learn. We live in a moment that requires us to speak truth because we, too, yearn to see the birth of something greater than ourselves. Maybe God is asking you to speak a truth that disrupts routines, speak a word of possibility in the face of atrophying imaginations. Gabriel's job wasn't easy. However, he opens by speaking of favor. I don't know if I do that enough. Maybe it gave him the assurance he needed to keep speaking. When he tells Mary, "Fear not," I am open to the possibility that he was also speaking to himself. Which means, I think, he was speaking to us, too. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. Overshadow our doubts and fears with the confidence of your love. When we think nothing more is possible, birth new possibility among us. Enliven our imaginations to better receive your truth in this world. Then, give us the tenderness and care to speak truth to one another. Amen.